Protector by Joanne Wadsworth. Princesses of Myth, Book 1. Chapter 1. Faith. Hey, Earth to Faith Striker. Sylvie Carver snapped her fingers and bobbed her head of fiery red gold hair in front of me. Don't you dare say it, Sylvie. Her thoughts bombarded me, dropped right into my mind as if I'd conjured them up myself. I shook my head forcefully. We're in class and there are other students around. Except no one could halt my best friend when she had to get something off her mind, not even me. Faith, it's gotta be said. She inhaled sharply. You need to get laid. You need someone fun to. Well, you know what? Elbows on the desk, I dropped my head into my cupped palms. Because there it was, Sylvie's answer to the fact we were both now 18 and still completely single. I lifted my head, stared her down. Did you not hear me say we were in class, Sylvie? Your timing for that analysis completely sucks. Besides, we should be studying for our end-of-year exams. A boyfriend comes after exams, which applies to both you and me. I snuck a look around the classroom, but yeah, I was now the current spectacle because unfortunately for me, Sylvie's voice could carry just as blisteringly hot as her stunning wildfire red hair. It didn't help that one of our fellow male students now appeared riveted on our conversation and giving me the worst slumberous wink I'd ever seen. She wasn't meaning I should have sex with you, Caleb Stiles. Look the other way. I turned my hostile stare back on Sylvie, since she was the one who deserved it. You, Sylvie Carver, better sit down before I knock you down. I can't believe you just said that, or why I always put up with you in your big mouth. She only laughed as she shamelessly scraped one of the blue-gray metal school chairs around next to mine. She plopped herself down on it, dropping her English books, refill pad and pen in front of her onto the desk. Next, she stretched her legs out as far as she could and crossed them idly at her ankles. Well, this conversation isn't over. I'm sure Belle would agree. Don't you dare bring Belle into this. Somehow I'd managed to lower my voice and inflict some kind of control into it. Sylvie scooped her blue pen back up, casually twirled it in midair around her first three fingers. This aeronautical pen trick of hers always captivated me, but not right now. Because right now I was more than peeved. I'd had the worst week ever since my 18th birthday, and I mean the worst week ever. No one should have to live through the tribulations I'd just experienced and was still experiencing, no thanks to Belle Benner still being in town. Sylvie wagged one brow as her gaze rose over my shoulder. Too late, Faith. Belle's here. She and I have also been talking. Great. Just great. Belle pulled out the school chair on the other side of me, her dark locks settling with stunning abandon about her tiny waist as she twirled around and sat. She did everything with such finesse. Even the simple act of her sitting was like watching a moving piece of art. So moving, I had quizzed her about being a ballerina. She just had this way about every precise movement she made. Dainty and delicate. So, what were you two talking about? I didn't have my ears tuned precisely in, Belle said as she tossed her pad and pen with an artful glide onto her desk. Her slim fingers came around and smoothed her silky mass of dark hair behind one ear. I snapped my fingers, finally pinpointing exactly who Belle looked like. It was that young star female lead off High School Musical. The one who got the basketball guy and sang and danced with him. Focus, Faith. I asked what you two were talking about. I didn't have my hearing turned up. There Belle went again with that telepathic skill of hers, speaking mind to mind, always trying to draw me into her mysterious world. I sighed and gave in since she knew I would have heard her.